question from Gitanjali Nath Mataji. In Back to God in November 2011, there was a cover story by you entitled Who Fixed the Match of Our Life? In this article, there is a photo feature of the evolutionary scale. In this particular photo, the evolutionary scale is in descending order and aquatics are shown below the non-moving living entities. One of the regulatory principles is no meat eating. Honoring only vegetarian prasadam is permitted. As we see in this evolutionary scale that the aquatics are below the plants in descending order of evolution, does it indicate the consciousness level in aquatics is less than in plants and vegetables? If true, then why are we permitted to take only vegetarian prasad and not the aquatics whose consciousness is less than that of the plants? The evolutionary scale is not necessarily in terms of the development of consciousness. It is more in terms of the proximity or possibility of eventual full development of consciousness. If you look at it from the point of view of modern science, there are certain aquatics like dolphins which are known to have quite advanced consciousness. They are said to have moods. We are talking from the scientific perspective right now. They are said to have moods and they are among the most advanced aquatics. Of course, they are mammals, so they are not literally aquatics. They are not exactly fish in terms of their full body structure. They are remarkably dissimilar to other fish and they are quite similar to advanced mammals, among whom humans are also there. So this classification is primarily, as I said, according to the potentiality or possibility for spiritual advancement. So if you want to know the possibility, the potentiality of, if you want to classify the species according to the level of consciousness, then there is another classification that is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he classifies the living beings into sthava, sthavar and jangama, moving and non-moving. And then among the moving, he classifies, it goes on, then there is animals and humans, and among humans there are those who are civilized and those who are uncivilized. Among those who are civilized, there are karmakandis, and then there are jnanakandis. And among jnanakandis, there are those who come to the end of jnana by attaining understanding the eternal absolute truth, and among them there are bhaktas, and then among them there are pure devotees. And actually this hierarchy is in one sense summarized in the Srimad Bhagavatam 6th canto. Sudurlabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamune uktanam siddhanam arayana parayana sudurlabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamune. So even among the muktas, the devotee is extremely rare. So this is just one fragment, one part of the hierarchy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described. That is in terms of the evolution of consciousness. Here the hierarchy is primarily described in terms of the proximity to the potential, to the source of enlightenment. So those who living beings who, this is both literal and metaphorical. Metaphorically, the sun is the source of light, and those living beings who live underwater, aquatics, they are considered to be further away from the sun, from the source of illumination and from the source of enlightenment. So that is figuratively speaking, and literally speaking also, the potentiality for self-realization and spiritual advancement culminating in devotional service is much more on the land than in the ocean. You know, all the temples, all the devotees, all the scriptures, all the yatras, they take place on the land. None of these take place underwater in the ocean. So in that sense, it is not that the plants have the aquatics have less consciousness than plants. Rather, they are situated in a physical locale where the potentiality for development of consciousness is less. So that's why the evolutionary scale is not according to the present level of consciousness. It is according to the potential for the development of consciousness. And that potential is more even for trees than for aquatics, generally speaking. So that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, in their discussion, it features that when the holy name is chanted, when an echo is heard, so Haridas Thakur is saying that actually it is not the echo, it is the trees that are responding to the chanting of the holy names. The point is that the trees are also able to hear the chanting of the holy names. So this classification is according to the potential for the future development of consciousness that is there. Certainly, Krishna indicates that among what we take as diet is patram pushpam phalam toyam. So, the very fact that he doesn't include, he includes plants over there, fruits, flowers, water, but he doesn't include fish over there, indicates that there is also that fish are not a part of the human diet, and that also is an implicit acknowledgement that fish are at a higher level of consciousness. So, people who eat fish are called as pescetarian. They are normally vegetarian, but they also eat fish. So, that is something which is actually a deviation from the Vedic norm. And the Vedic norm, as you pointed out, is primarily to be vegetarian, which basically involves plant food which we can offer to the Lord and then take as prasad. So we recognize that fish also have an advanced consciousness, which can be seen from the very fact that they are able to move. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu classifies living beings following the Vedic tradition as sthavar and jangama. Krishna also uses this as chara achara. In the Bhagavad Gita in the 13th chapter, he mentions this reference of sthavar and jangam. So this is, if you want to look at consciousness, then the expression of consciousness is at various levels. Firstly, it is in terms of motion. So fish have motion whereas plants don't, and that's why fish are considered to be more conscious. And they also express emotions more than plants. And even from the biological point of view of the development of the nervous system, the fish have more developed nervous system than plants. And that's why, even from the biological or physiological point of view, they can experience pain much more than plants. And that's why killing them is prohibited in the Vedic literature, as far as eating food is concerned. Thank you.